morning to you. Welcome to Daily Worship on this Monday morning, July the 23rd, 2012. July is almost done. That's crazy to think about. The year is going by fast, but my name is Kevin Williams, and I'll be leading us today just in this time of worship and the Word. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. And something that I guess I haven't asked before, but something that I want to ask of you as you're listening, as people from all over the country listening every day, shoot us an email. I would love to be able to connect with you and just to put a face and a name to people who are listening. My email is kevin@tgpchurch.org. That's kevin@tgpchurch.org. Just shoot me an email. I'd love to connect with you and just to meet you in that way over email. But I'm so glad you're here with us this morning. I just want to continue just what in our worship services here at the Gathering Place in Pineville, our pastor, Glenn Wiley, he was here on the podcast for Friday, but he's been talking through John 15 over the past couple of weeks, and something that he said yesterday was just, I think, is just a profound insight on what it means to abide in the Lord, and specifically what it means in regard to pruning. And maybe you've experienced this in your life, but Glenn made mention that he was talking about the different ways that plants are pruned. And one of the ways that they are pruned, and one of the reasons that they are pruned, is all of the last year's growth is pruned away to make room for this year's growth. I want to say that again. All of last year's growth is pruned away by the vine dresser to make room for this year's growth. Let that sink in. If you haven't heard that before, you know, this is something that we are all guilty of, that we all do, that we rely upon the things that the Lord has done in the past, and we forget to see and ask the Lord what He is doing right now in our midst. Isaiah 43 says this, it says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Remember not the things of old." Hopefully this is us today. Hopefully we are seeking the Lord for the here and the now. Not forgetting totally the things of old, but using those as encouragement for today. But living in today, asking the Lord today as I go throughout my day, Lord, what do you have? Lord, what are you trying to speak to me today? Lord, what do you want me to do today? May we live our lives in today and not live our lives in the old, live our lives in what was. And again, there was nothing wrong with those things, but those were for yesterday. And the Lord has a fresh word for you this morning. Let's pray together as we begin this morning. Lord, I pray that you, Lord, would just speak your fresh words of life into these people that are listening. Lord, that you would speak your words of life unto me today. Lord, may we not dwell upon the former things. Lord, your Spirit is moving and working and is alive among your people. And you are speaking your words of life. You are imparting direction. Lord, you are imparting comfort and peace. You are showing us more of who you are today. Lord, I pray that you would put upon the hearts and minds of every believer listening, Lord, for the here and now, what you have for us today. Lord, and may we move and walk in that as you reveal yourself today. of your name you've called us, singers.
For the sake of your name you called us, bringing us back to you. Because of your love you cleansed us, giving us hearts anew. By the breath of your spirit you move us to follow your decrees. By the power of your hand you give us everything we need.
You are,
for you are my God.
that's what you are doing today for us. You are showing yourself, you are revealing your ways, your purposes by your Spirit's power. Those lyrics are true, that out of the ashes a harvest will rise. Through the dryness springs forth streams of life. We are your people, you are our God, and for your glory you have won us by your love. Lord, bring light to the dry places this morning. Lord, send your streams of living water over us. Revive us by your Spirit this morning. I pray this over my brothers and sisters. Lord, that we would all have a fresh encounter with the living God today. Lord, that we would choose to abide in the vine. Lord, that we would choose to be with you, Jesus. We make that choice right now. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Guide us today as we go. In your precious name we pray. Amen.